on the side of the street, we can go without this one there at all.
Governor Scranton on 90.
How are you?
Fine, I've been meeting with General Taylor and the congressional leadership. That's why I missed your call.
Well, you're very nice to call back, and I appreciate it.
I'm delighted
to
hear.
I've yet gotten Jim Rhodes, who's the most difficult person to track down. He's much harder than you or me. But I'll get him.
Good.
I have talked to Bill Barron, and we have checked with every Appalachian governor on all of their congressional group, and we've gained six people already. And in contact with McCormick on this. Now, there are two things, requests or suggestions, rather, that I make to you.
Good.
One is that you would call Bill Barron and get him working on a joint statement from all of the Appalachian governors. It ought to come from you to him rather than me or something.
That's the West Virginia fellow.
Yes.
All right, I'll do that.
And ask him to get a joint statement together of all of us that we can sign and send to all of the members of the House.
Good.
The second thing is, the Speaker's office and the people working in the House are anxious to have direct contact with the governors in the Appalachian area, which is all right, but I think you ought to ask Bill Barron to work that out, because he's our boss.
I'll do that. I'll do it.
I appreciate it if you do both of those.
I'll do it. Now, you talk to Hugh Scott, too, and see that he's there when they vote on this in the Senate, and we want to get, if we can get a 2-to-1 vote, as we expect.
Right. I've already talked to him, but I didn't know that they were putting off the vote till Friday when I talked to him, so I'll call him again tomorrow.
Fine. Well, you know more about that. Did they put it off for Friday?
That's the last I heard today.
Well, I've been in this Vietnam thing all afternoon and listening to Taylor. Much obliged to you, Bill, and I'll get right on this.
I'll keep right after
Fine.
It for you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Hello?